Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I think we all had the same reaction yesterday when we got the notification that this was the new guidance from the CDC. Is this real?
Joke? No way.
My wife literally said to me, wait, that was real? Like, she assumed that it was just some meme that got out of control that people were running with a little fake news. But no, actually.
A year and 2 months 100%
later. 100% true.
I like the song.
Thanks.
Forgot about it.
I just thought it was fitting. Thank you for noticing, by the way. Rarely do I get appreciated for
for things like that.
But yeah, it's true. CDC saying that they are changing up the guidance when it comes to wearing masks, at least if you're fully vaccinated.
I screamed.
Yeah, you threw your phone out of excitement.
I was like, oh my God.
Let me just break it down really quick in case you haven't heard us talking about it in the feed yet. So the new guidance still calls for wearing masks in crowded indoor settings. The examples they use, buses, planes, hospitals, prisons, and homeless shelters, but will help clear the way for reopening workplaces, schools, and other venues, even removing the need for masks or social distancing for those who are fully vaccinated. The CDC also says that they will no longer recommend that fully vaccinated people wear masks outdoors in crowds. So think
so, like,
concerts,
C-Mac.
Right? Think. I know the Red Wings are playing on Tuesday.
The Lilac Festival this weekend?
Yeah, so many things. Yeah. So they're saying, ditch the mask. Now, hang on.
Okay, so.
You're celebrating and dancing right now.
With all good things must come a little bit of a setback.
Yeah.
Or a little bit of a caveat.
Yeah, always.
And as awesome as that, everything you just said, Corey, mm-hmm. sounds.
Yeah, sounds great.
So pumped. So excited for us.
Mm-hmm. Because we're all over it, right?
We might not have the change that was just said.
Yeah.
Just yet here in New York.
Right. So just because the CDC changed their guidance doesn't necessarily mean that the state is going to follow through with it. However, Dr. Michael Mendoza, who's actually going to be joining us here in about 30 minutes or so, and we'll talk more with him about this, but I posted one of his tweets that he put up. He wrote, "We encourage Governor Cuomo and New York to adjust New York's mask mandate to reflect the latest guidance from the CDC. Vaccination works, and the CDC recognizes that. We believe New York State should as well." So he's throwing his support in saying, let's go.
Sure. So I will be interested to see what happens.
Yeah.
Because from the past year and 2 months with masks,
mm-hmm.
everything that Governor Cuomo has been doing and other local leaders,
yep.
health leaders, executive leaders, what mm-hmm. have you, have always followed suit and follow guidance of the CDC for the past year and 2 months.
Okay.
So why would they all of a sudden stop now?
That's a great question.
And if they do,
mm-hmm.
that's weird.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I think it's probably safe to say that it will be a thing. It's just when is going to be the real big question here. But it leads to some other issues as well. And actually, Timothy up on our Facebook page,
What's Timbo saying?
He wrote this comment, and he said his question is, How do you tell the people who are vaccinated apart from the people who are not?
Well, it's easy, Timmy.
Yeah.
We're all getting branded. You didn't hear? No,
that,
I'm kidding.
Is that it?
We're all getting tatted.
But it's a very valid question.
No, it totally is. And I was thinking that myself.
Like, I understand for, again, if we're going to use the example of concerts, if we're going to use the example of you know, a Red Wings game, like, that makes sense. You have your card. You have to show your card. It's like showing your ID, basically,
sure.
Right? But just out and about, or in, like, is Wegmans going to ID
everybody? They're going to have a bouncer?
Are they going to ID everybody to make sure that they're actually vaccinated and they're not just pretending?
That's where the slippery slope comes in.
Yeah.
Because
the honesty policy is not going to be effective in this matter, I don't think.
No, it really isn't. Mm-hmm. That's a great question.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know either. Maybe once we talk to Dr. Michael Mendoza, he can, you know, weigh a little bit. But like I said,
yeah,
all of this information was just released yesterday, not even 24 hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the kinks still need to be worked out. But I really hope that this drives more people to get vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't...
Well, yeah, I mean...
if it doesn't, I don't know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to suffer because Johnny won't get vaccinated.
Sure. Which goes back to a discussion that we kind of touched on a little bit earlier in the week or even last week about how some people are saying that they're referring to it, and it's kind of terrible to make the analogy, but they're saying it's vaccine segregation, right?
Brennan Summers had a really good point on this, you can't say that because...
It's a choice.
It's a choice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, it's a choice for most. There is a segment of the population where
religious and things like that.
Well, and health. So I know someone who her boyfriend can't get it because of a health issue. It could essentially, because of the complications of another issue, kill him, basically.
Okay.
Like, he can't get,
right,
and not just this vaccine, he can't get any vaccine ever again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there are people who are that exception, but you're right. For the most part, it's about making a choice.
Right.
So it's going
and
to be
interesting. And segregation that we see in the past was never a choice.
Yeah,
so,
exactly. Yeah. So
very, very, very different animals.
And then I just wonder, for those that are making that argument, that, well, it's not fair at, say, a concert, there's going to be the vaccinated section that's 100% capacity and you don't need to wear masks. And then in the unvaccinated section, it's 33% and you have to be 6 feet away and you have to wear masks. Well, that's not fair. Well, what alternate reality do you want? Do you want concert venues to remain at 33% in perpetuity? Like, they need
also,
to,
like,
they need to make money.
People can't, speaking of the money portion, people can't be like, oh, well, I can't afford a shot. Like, I don't have the resources. It's like, no, everyone has the resources.
Right.
They're free.
Yeah.
Uber and Lyft are literally driving you there.
Yeah.
So, like, figure it out. Like, figure it out. If it's that important to you, mm-hmm, figure it out.
Or
right way.
Or
and don't go get fake vaccine cards, because
right,
that's a thing.
No.
Now.
No, no,
and
no,
that's, like, so illegal. People are literally going to prison for that.
Yeah, no, that's not a good idea. And when it comes down to it, like, again, if you don't want to get it, okay, that's fine. That's your choice. But you can't expect the rest of us who did decide to get it to cater just to you. Like, there's two things: that we could stay with the status quo of how everything's at a third capacity, or you just want everything to open up. But let's just go back to completely normal, even though, you know, whatever.
This text that we got, I don't know the facts on this, but I guess we can have an open discussion on it.
Sure.
Legally, you can't ask someone if they are vaccinated or not. I don't know if this is a lawyer weighing in or what's going on, but I feel like if it's a privately owned business.
Yeah. Well, they are allowed to say you can't come in.
Right.
Yeah. That's their.
If you choose to maybe not disclose that information, like.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just, and this also hot off the heels of the story that we touched on yesterday with that dad out in Irondequoit who basically went in front of a judge because he wouldn't wear a mask at a basketball game or some sporting event.
Right.
Now I wonder, like, well, what's up with him? Also, he was asked if he was vaccinated and he didn't really comment on that.
You didn't answer, yeah.
But I don't know.
It's gonna be a messy situation. So we'll address some of these questions with Dr. Michael Mendoza, again, the Monroe County Commissioner of Public Health. He's going to be joining us here in about 25 minutes or so. Before we get to him, though, got to jump back into what you need to know to start your day. The Team PXY feed is coming up next.